Okay, for everybody there at Blog Talk Radio, my apologies for being late. I got my time zone wrong. Yep. So we're coming back after that. There's the music. Bring us back onto the Blog Talk. I'll be able to hear that in the background. On Facebook. Okay, all right. All right, so there we are. Okay, so thank you, folks, for being patient with me. Now I'm back on Blog Talk Radio, so the recording will go there as well. And so, all right, so let's go back. I was talking about the fact that, remember, the currency exchange, we have no control over when that will be released, and the funders will never, ever pre-announce those dates for security reasons. And a question came in, says, I know you can't say when, but have you decided how? No, I have not decided how that will be dispersed, and I won't do that until the time comes for the release, because it depends on what the funders are also going to help and assist us with in the best way to do that. So we just don't know, okay? But we do know it's back to the money is there, everything is real, you know, it's in the accounts, all that is established, and all that is good to go, okay? So now, let's come back, and I'm going to do on tonight's program, I'm just going to do kind of a quick kind of review of everything that's taking place. Why is the currency exchange taking place? Well, you have to come back to understand what is happening in the world of finance in our world. We live in a world of what in the United States, and the U.S. dollar is still the world's reserve currency, which means it's the most powerful currency in the world, okay? Now, it's starting to fall apart somewhat, but it is still there. And basically, it's the U.S. dollar that is recognized as the reserve currency, means it's the currency that's used that is most common, the most stable around the world. Well, the currency is controlled by our Federal Reserve banking system. And this banking system, I've told you many times, is controlled by those that we call the cabal or the Khazarian mafia. They control this banking system, and they set it up so that they, the elite, receive the vast majority of the wealth, and the masses, in essence, are in different forms of slavery working in their companies to make them rich, okay? Now, so they control all of that, and the currency they have is what is called fiat currency. There's nothing that backs it up. It's just assumed to what is acceptable and tradable around the world. But back before the Nixon administration in the 1970s, the U.S. dollar was gold-backed. Nixon took us off the gold standard. Now, yes, that made a lot more money available for more money to loan, more money to expand, but it also is what created the inflationary standard. If you go back to when the Federal Reserve was formed around, I think it was in 1913, if I'm right, up until the time of 71, when we were all in the gold reserve, there was very, very little inflation over those close to 60 plus years. And since then, when the dollar was worth $1 in 1971, it is now, its net value, its tradable value, its spending value has been reduced to a nickel. And so the dollar has lost its value, and the wages have not gone anywhere close to what was there. We've all heard the stories back in the late 50s and the 60s that you could have a family of four or five people, and just one primary wage earner, which in most cases was the husband, could support the family of five people, buy a house, buy a new car, and put their kids through college on just one wage earner. We can't come anywhere close to that anywhere today. So that's the depreciation value that we've had in the earning of our money. And it's because of this cabal that has run and controlled everything, they are the ones that have done that. Well, the release of these funds is designed to basically neuter this cabal, Khazarian mafia-controlled money system of fiat currency. My understanding is the funds that are going to be released, and these funds are in the trillions, folks, okay? They're going to be asset-backed, not just gold-backed, but they're going to be backed by good hard assets, which holds its value. And what this does, as we have asset-backed currencies comes out, it's going to replace the fiat currency that isn't worth anything. Fiat currency, because it's not worth anything, the Federal Reserve can do whatever they want, just print up $1 trillion. And they print $1 trillion, they don't give it to us, they send it out to the bank. So the banks can loan more money and have more power and control over the whole complete system. So that's what's happening. Our release of the funds of the currency exchange is a part of the shift and change of the power and control system that takes place within our world. And that's the primary thing that we have been waiting for. Again, it's important to understand, though, this is not about us. We are not the primary reason for this. This is a global issue. It impacts global finances. It impacts global politics. So we are not the decision, we are not the primary ones in the decision when all these funds are going to be released. We are the benefactors of the process. And we get to be very, very good benefactors, as I can say. Now, what I've been saying is some years ago, if you wanted to be involved in this currency exchange, you would send me your dong currency, and then I would send you a receipt. I send that currency to the Texas processing office, and then they're gathering these currencies from around the country and around the world, and then they fly it on a private plane to Hong Kong, where the main office is. And then the bank in Hong Kong that they have, it does a currency exchange. So if it's Vietnamese dong, it does interbank international currency exchanges with the Bank of Vietnam. And therefore, currency gets turned into what is called, digital bank accounts, just as we are now. All of our money in our bank accounts is basically digital accounts is what it is, okay? Well, what's happened is these funds were in Hong Kong Bank, and one of my primary brokers had seen the account in the Hong Kong Bank online, and he said that bank account had so many zeros in it, he couldn't even count it. Well, there was some tension that was developing, a couple years ago between Hong Kong and China, and they realized China owns and controls Hong Kong, and they could just come in and shut that bank down in a heartbeat and take all that money if they wanted to. So they have moved the money out of the Hong Kong Bank, and we are told it is in banks in multiple Western countries. So it's been spread around, in essence, is what it does. When it comes time for the funds to be released, it's going to take probably at least a month or two from the time that we are notified when I can start sending funds to you. We don't know this, but we are hearing there's a very strong probability the funds will not come out all at once, because it's too much money to release into the global economy all at one time. So it's going to come out in stages. How often and what percentage, we don't know. And we have no idea, and they're not telling us. But when you ask about how these funds are going to get dispersed to you, I've talked about what I want to do is either set up our own or purchase a credit union. And then all of you account holders who have turned in the currency, I will set up accounts in that credit union. So what will happen is we need a very, very large sum of money to basically set up or purchase our own credit union. And I won't have that money until we are paid. So what will happen if the money ends up getting dispersed, the first installment will very likely come to you in a certified check. Then also I will have funds to set up the credit union, and then the rest of the funds will be placed into your account in a credit union, and it will be just like a regular checking account in a regular bank. You will have physical checks that can be issued with it. You can have debit cards that can be issued with it, and there's a high probability you can get a credit card against the account as well. But after all the different options I've looked at, that seems to be the one that is the best and the most feasible for us. And why a credit union instead of bank? Because credit unions are owned by their members. And all of you involved in this exchange, we will all be the members of that credit union and we'll own it. And obviously, I'm going to be involved in setting up, the president, the officers, and the board of directors for the credit union. And obviously, we're going to want to be hiring people who have experience in banking or credit union history, just as you would in any normal functioning bank. That's kind of the process, okay? Now, again, what is it that it takes? Myself and a lot of others feel that the current existing Kazarian Mafia system has to be what I call neutered. They don't have to necessarily be taken out or totally taken down, but they need to be neutered, i.e. they need to lose their power and their control. In the last couple of weeks, there have been a lot of very, very credible sources that have been saying we are almost certainly going to run into what is called a black swan event this year, and most likely before May. It might start in April and May. What is a black swan event? It's basically a form of an economic chaos or collapse is what it is. It means the banks will run into some very serious problems. Here's what the mainstream media hasn't been reporting. When it was a little over a year ago and the Silicon Valley Bank basically went under, and because people just started pulling their money out and they had to be rescued. Since then, there have been people that are pulling their cash, their money out of banks. Now, I'm not exactly right on this amount, but I've heard it's as much as $3 to $5 trillion has been pulled out of bank accounts since that event happened about a year, whenever it was, you know, when that Silicon Valley Bank in the last couple of years, you know, had its problems. People are pulling their money out of banks. They don't trust the banking system anymore. And I have expressed that to you. And in fact, on the program a couple of weeks ago, I had strongly had encouraged you is that if you have discretionary money sitting in a bank account, that's money that you're not using for all your normal living expenses, that I had encouraged you pull it out of the bank and put it into a form of hard assets. Now, I just bought another $12,000 of silver. It arrived today, and I put it into my safe that I have. So you can buy gold, you can buy silver, you can buy various types of very strong secure bonds. Cryptocurrency is somewhat okay, but it's important to understand it's very volatile. Cryptocurrency can move 5 to 7% in one day. That's a lot of movement. But everything I'm starting to hear is cryptocurrency is back on the rise again. Bitcoin is way back up again from where it was, and that we will probably see a very strong rise in the cryptocurrencies if the banks start having problems with more and more people pulling their money out. What that means is as people are pulling their money out of bank accounts, bank currencies, they're putting them into cryptocurrency accounts because the cryptocurrencies are rising is what they're doing. So that's the scoop of what we have. And what's going to happen? As I said, we live in a world where the power and the control of the money belongs to these people called the Kazarian Mafia. And when we get these funds released to us, and we shift into asset-backed currencies, it means the power will be replaced to us, the everyday, common, ordinary people. We will be the ones who will be in power and control of the new money system. Now, that's pretty much all that I really wanted to share tonight. I got a late start, but it would be just a good condensed video. I think because of the late start and some other if you got any questions, just send me an email, okay? I'm going to look at some of the questions that I have here on Facebook about what's taking place, okay? The question is, Tommy, you want to know if I'm going to be coming to Puerto Rico. I will be coming back to Puerto Rico, but it probably won't be until the fall, okay? So, back to the black swan events. That basically means it's a chaotic event. It gets very chaotic. Banks get chaotic. Governments get chaotic. And a lot of the problems are going on around us. it's really important during this time that you and I stay focused and we stay balanced and we don't allow ourselves to get caught up into the fear over the chaos. Because remember, your thoughts create reality. Your thoughts put out these energetic particles called memes that affect everything that goes around you within the quantum physics world. And so it's important for us to stay positive, to stay focused, so we don't allow the chaos to affect us, okay? So I think that's pretty much it, everything I wanted to share tonight. And I think I'm willing to go ahead and just call it an evening here tonight. And what I'll do later tonight or tomorrow, I'll end up editing this program and I'll send it out to everybody in the email, okay? All right. So thank you all. Love you much. Have a wonderful week. Okay. Thanks a lot.